This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 304 for Friday, March 11th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. ICE Futures canola contracts were narrowly mixed at Friday's close, seeing some positioning ahead of the weekend. Canola down 70 cents in the May contract at $1,130 per ton. New crop November up $1.30 at $927.80. Gains in Chicago soy oil provided spillover support, but soybeans were softer and the Canadian dollar was stronger. Ideas canola remains underpriced compared to other oilseeds despite its recent strength, provided underlying support as the market continues to work to ration demand. Weekly Canadian canola exports of just under 80,000 tons were up slightly from the previous week, but total exports are still running well off last year's pace, with the 3.8 million tons exported to date, roughly half of what moved during the same time last year. In the U.S., activity was mixed. Soybeans lower, wheat higher, and corn trading to both sides of unchanged as the ag markets react to the shifting news out of Ukraine. Optimism over a possible ceasefire did put some initial pressure on all the grains and oilseeds, but the situation remains highly volatile. Soybeans moved to both sides of unchanged, with the bias lower as the day progressed, despite a move higher in soy oil. May soybeans down 10 cents at $16.76 per bushel. Malaysian palm oil stocks came in above trade expectations in a report out overnight, and that put some initial pressure on world oilseed markets. However, soy oil found some support and climbed sharply higher. The USDA announced private export sales of 264,000 tons of beans to China this morning. Declining production estimates out of South America continued to underpin the bean market. Corn, it was pulled to either side of unchanged, but the May contract up 6 cents at the final bell at $7.62 per bushel. The USDA announced private export sales of 128,000 tons of corn to unknown destinations this morning. The United Nations Food Agency said today that global food and feed prices could rise by 8% to as much as 20% as a result of the war in Ukraine. An estimated 20 to 30% of fields in the country could go unplanted or unharvested this year. Wheat had started the day seeing continued follow-through selling, but moved higher by the close on ideas that those recent losses were looking overdone. Minneapolis spring wheat up 14 cents in the May contract at $10.69 per bushel. Kansas City up 23 cents in May at $10.89 per bushel. And Chicago wheat, it's up 19 cents in the May contract at $11.06 per bushel. France's winter wheat crop was rated 92% good to excellent in a report. That's down 1 point from the previous week. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Friday, March 11th. In Winnipeg for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm report.